Good morning, Debbie. You're down in Shropshire, in Shrewsbury, or near Shrewsbury, and the weather's not been very good overnight. Tell us more.
No, well, we had the dreadful winds last night, which has caused a great deal of chaos in and around Shropshire. So there are trees down, there's litter all over the streets. It's pretty chaotic out there today, but it is such a great community to live in, so people are sort of reaching out and helping each other, as I will be doing later, since my neighbour's fence is now scattered all over my garden. So that is my plan for later on today.
Are you far away from any actual flooding?
No, literally, if I just step out of my door and walk around the corner, the flooding is literally in a place called Old Colam, which is literally just around the corner from where I live. And that is a place that does get, that's notoriously known for getting flooded. So it's a common occurrence in Shrewsbury because it is looped by the River Severn. So it's something that people who live here expect and accept.
Well, our thoughts obviously are with you and everybody who's suffering particularly, although last night up the even as far as the northwest of England, severe hurricane winds causing lots of problems, and I imagine disturbing lots of businesses. So to business, Shrop Girl Friday, some would say you've got rather unusual kind of business. Tell us a bit more.
Okay, well, it's an all-encompassing business. So because I previously ran a business for 12 years offering just web design, I decided rather than just concentrate on the one area of my expertise, I do have lots of other things that I could use as a service for and offer to people and businesses. So one of the other things that I'm now doing is domestic help, so cleaning and also ironing, and I love it, actually. What I love is the fact that I can spend a day at my computer creating a website, and then the next day I will be going to a lovely house and doing 8 hours of cleaning and ironing.
Well, let's face it, I mean, there aren't many web designers who go out and clean, and there aren't many people who go out and clean and iron who design websites. How did all this come about?
Well, the reason it came about was, very sadly, the passing of my father in 2012. He died in September. All of my family had emigrated to Australia, including my parents, and sadly, I never got out to Australia because of the cost of getting there. So the only opportunity I got was to go and visit for the funeral of my dad. And it had a massive impact on me, actually. It made me realize how short life is. And because he hadn't been ill and because it was so sudden, it really made me think about life. And it really made me think about what's important to me in my life. Literally, after coming back from Australia, I was in a super job working for a great little company in Shrewsbury called the Giant Party Company. And unfortunately, they made me redundant in the January. So it was literally one thing after another last year. So I did have a couple of good contracts, but made the decision to set up Girl Friday web and home services. And having thought about everything that I actually like doing, and I am one of those strange creatures who actually does love cleaning, and the feeling I get of doing such a good hotel quality 5-star job of cleaning, it really makes me feel good about myself, and I love the physicalness of the work, and plus it keeps my weight down, so that helps. So my mantra for this year is I want every day to be different, and so far that's exactly what's happening for me.
How do your clients react to this dual identity? It's sort of like Superman, isn't it? You're sort of Clark Kent, then suddenly, I don't know which way around you do it, but suddenly you go into that sort of phone booth and you're transformed into somebody else. Does each sort of side of your business know what happens on the other side?
I think people are quite confused, and also I think they do wonder, can somebody who's actually a cleaner create a really good website? And, you know, my answer is, if you put your mind to anything, you can do it. And I'm just one of those people who I believe I offer 110% in every service that I offer. And I do know my stuff when it comes to web design. I do keep up to date with everything that's going on, with the change, constant changes in web design. And I think I've got a pretty keen knowledge on search engine optimization. I'm always aiming to get clients on the first page of a Google search. And I will go out of my way to make that happen. I'm just a very committed person. And if I say I'm going to do something, I will.
Without making any personal reference to one's age, I understand your website design goes back really a very long way.
It does indeed. My previous business started in 1998. And prior to that, I was from London and living in London, but my ex-husband and I, because I'm now divorced, but we relocated to Shropshire. But prior to that, I had a really high-flying career, and I was a PA and project manager for the London and New York Stock Exchange. So I actually lived between London and New York, and it was a very high-powered role. But then after that, I retrained in graphic design and web design, and went on to work for Reuters, Goldman Sachs, and the BBC.
I think this is brilliant that you're standing in somebody's kitchen doing their ironing, and perhaps they've no idea, until now perhaps they've no idea just who's actually sort of folding the laundry and cleaning their house. That's quite a colourful background. Tell me, it's I appreciate you sort of letting us know how very difficult personal tragedies and circumstances often can lead into something new. And perhaps help us to reinvent ourselves. Would you say you're happiest in your life now in what you're doing?
I certainly am, because, you know, I am my own boss. I choose who I want to work with, and I choose the work that I want to do. I'm not in this to make lots of money. I'm just in this to help people with the knowledge that I've gained over the years. And I'm not so proud that I enjoy every bit of work that I do. And I don't care if I'm ironing Pearl. There's a lovely lady that I do some ironing for. She's an elderly lady. And I also do OAP rates for the older generation, because I just want to, I actually do just want to help people. And that's really what Shropshire Girl Friday is all about, is just literally giving help. And it makes me feel good about me, and it makes me feel good about my life.
You've gone through a lot of changes in your career. Would you see yourself for the foreseeable future staying with the position you have at the moment?
I do hope so, and I just I'm rather hoping that my business goes from strength to strength, because I've got such a varied skill set. There's so many things that I could do for so many people, and if the price is right, I'm willing to travel. So I'm currently because, as I say, I did have a very, very tough year last year, and everybody who's close to me were very worried about me and were wondering if I would ever get back from the low that I was in. But no, I've found my mojo, and I'm going to keep it going.
Well, I think your story is a terrific testament, not only in terms of overcoming difficulty, but that resourcefulness and creativity that's clearly a part of you. And trying to do something different every day. You've done something different today, haven't you?
Absolutely. And it's always a pleasure to chat with you, Kevin.
Debbie, it's been brilliant to talk to you, and all the best to Shrop Girl Friday, and have a great day and take care in all the floods and